It's art of a very different kind from what we're used to. We have to jettison all our preconceived ideas about Michelangelo and the European tradition to respond to this extraordinarily powerful, exciting, tough art, which really can take you by the shoulders and shake you if you let it. It doesn't have to be.
J. Carter Brown is the director of the National Gallery.
It can be very emotional. And we can let these objects speak to a part of our being that somehow identifies with a culture that was right within our shores, in our continent, long before these European modes of thought arrived here.
Long before any European arrived in America, of course, there were rich cultures in Mexico. Some of them already had flourished and vanished, or been vanquished. At the end of the 15th century, the vanquishers, the conquerors of Mexico, were the Aztecs. They were warriors, fierce, treacherous, and bloodthirsty, and their capital at Tenochtitlan was full of riches.
All right, I want you to slack off some, easy, huh? Come on down easy. Come on down easy.
The Aztecs were driven from power by Cortes and the Spanish conquistadors. And at the start of the 16th century, many of the most luxurious objects from the Aztec court of Montezuma were plundered, taken to Spain. Now, some of them are coming back to be part of the first major exhibition in the United States devoted exclusively to Aztec art. The exhibit reunites these objects with other works which were left in Mexico. Some important Aztec sculpture was found just 6 years ago by a utility crew excavating in Mexico City, which is on the site of the old Aztec capital.
Another exhibition there.
The Aztecs were obsessed with time and with death. They devised calendars more accurate than the ones in use in Europe. They believed they were living in the fifth and final creation of the earth. They thought the sun might stop crossing the sky if they stopped offering sacrifices to their gods. Human sacrifices. Set into this colossal jaguar is a receptacle to hold the still beating heart of a victim. And yet the Aztecs greeted the birth of children with poetry, and warriors, ruthless in battle, carried bouquets of flowers in the streets. This is the macabre figure of a demon who took the souls of women if they died in childbirth. Mothers believed that on certain days, demons like this one haunted crossroads to steal young children. The Aztecs had thousands of gods. They all had to be appeased. This is a pulque deity, the god of the alcohol they make from cactus. There were fertility goddesses and warrior gods. The Aztecs grandly proclaimed themselves the chosen people of the sun. Yet their art seems to reveal a certain fear that their time in the sun was almost over.
I think the objects are some of the spookiest I know. I think it takes an openness on our part to feel ourselves being stretched to explore the outer edges of an artistic universe similar to our exploration in space.
Cortes took his Aztec treasures to Spain. To the amazed Spanish, they might as well have come from outer space. The artist Albrecht Dürer saw them then, and his was an artist's response. In all my life, he said, I have never seen anything that has so delighted my heart. I've been left amazed by the subtle inventiveness of the men of far-off lands.